Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Wonder Twin, do you want to go to the Bob Dylan show Monday night at the Benedum?
Possibly, yes. I didn't say no. I'm trying to think of what my schedule is. I might be working a volleyball game.
Call in sick?
I've already done that once. But I actually was sick. I thought I was going to lose my voice a couple weeks ago. So I went home and I slept for 12 hours, and I ended up being okay.
It's probably your only chance to see a Nobel Prize winner of literature in front of you performing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, probably. How many Nobel Prize winners of literature are there that perform?
I think most of them are probably dead. This is a chance to see a live one.
Opportunity of a lifetime. We'll try to make it work.
Is the show sold out? I think it might be.
So we won't be able to get tickets?
No, I'll be able to get tickets. We'll scalp them. We'll scalp them.
We'll talk about it.
My treat.
What about our LA trip to see the Pirates play?
That's still on the docket here. We leave after the show on Thursday. If they give us off on Friday, we see Pirates-Dodgers at Dodger Stadium Friday night. We go to the beach Saturday and In-N-Out Burger and come home Sunday. You know who? Oh, we can't see him. He doesn't play there anymore. I was thinking Ohtani on the Angels. That's changed.
Plays for the Dodgers.
Oh, my God. He plays for the Dodgers. We can see him twice.
Yeah. Two games at Dodger Stadium. Bucket list stadium for me. Dodger Stadium, Fenway, and Wrigley are the three for me, and I have been to Fenway.
The only thing I would caution with Dylan is even 20 years ago, and I've seen him probably 15 times, you couldn't understand one thing he said
really
during his songs. It was like, you're like, wait, that was blowing in the wind? What? Seriously, I know every song he's ever done, and I wouldn't recognize his iconic hits until halfway through the song.
Does it sound a lot like this?
Some of it does, yes. And he never interacts with the audience, but...
Oh, you have to interact with the audience.
He's never done that.
You can't just pretend like they're not there.
Do you remember 10,000 Maniacs? You know Natalie Merchant? You ever heard of her?
Yes, we used to play their music before it was banned.
That's right.
Yeah.
She started in Buffalo, and I went to see them at Broadway Joe's, a little dive bar, where I was drawn in by the sign that said 10,000 Maniacs here tonight.
Was it named after Broadway Joe?
No. That's beside the point.
Okay.
No, he wasn't. No, it wasn't. But I went in.
That was a fair question.
I went in and watched them, and she was so afraid and anxious at that point that she sang with her back to the audience.
Really?
Which only made it more compelling. It was unbelievable.
Compelling.
It was unbelievable.
You were just waiting for her to turn around and face the fears.
It was incredible. All right. So let's think about that. Perhaps we can bring Brian Batko with us. Is he, are we going to get a look at Batko here on the YouTube
channel?
There he is. The Batconian mongoose live and in color with a map of the world behind him. What's happening in that room, Brian?
Well, this is my office. We've got a map behind me. We've got little thumbtacks on all the places my wife and I have visited either separately or together.
Wow.
And as you can see, a lot in the U.S., but we've got to do some more traveling here internationally once the kids get older.
Tell us some of the exotic places you've been. I see behind you, he has little thumbtacks on each place they've been. This is like the story of people who want to see a game in every ballpark in America, right, Limits?
Yeah, that's me. I'm one of those people, and I've only been to three.
This is incorrigible, Brian. Tell us a little bit more about this. Let's not bury the lead. Where have you guys been, together or separately, that we'd be surprised by?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say we're the most traveling people. We don't have any bucket lists or goals like that exactly, but we went to London and Paris probably 2018, maybe.
Do you ride a double-decker bus?
No, I don't think we rode a bus at all. We rode the train from London to Paris.
Did you see the changing of the guards at Buckingham Palace?
We did. We did see that. And
I saw that as a kid, and I tried to make one of the guys laugh or blink. I was like 6 years old, and those soldiers, no, I never got him to do it. I was like dancing in front of him and talking to him. He just stared straight ahead. He was very committed.
That explains a lot. Getting into the psyche of a six-year-old Joe Starkey, putting on some sort of one-man show for the Buckingham Palace guards. Wow. We need to revisit that someday later down the line.
It was great.
Yeah, London, cool. Paris, though, was even more incredible. If anybody listening's on the fence about going there, I mean, I don't know how it's changed in the last 7 or 8 years, but it's really like walking around in a picture or in a portrait, and it's surreal to be on those streets and, you know, part of that, the tapestry of all those buildings and architecture.
Did you go, do they let you into the Eiffel Tower, or do you just look at it?
I think they do let you in, but I mean, we weren't really interested in paying through the nose to do that. We had a little picnic outside of it because there's this little like grass and lawn area around it where, of course, you know, the hustlers are hawking wine bottles and stuff. And
yeah,
that was really fun. We did do sit on the Seine river banks, so yeah, really fun time.
Limits, have you been to any exotic places in Europe?
No, the only time I've been out of the country was going to Mexico about 10-15 years ago for my cousin's wedding.
That perhaps we could take a field trip to Italy someday as well. We have a lot of trips planned in our future, don't we?
Maybe we should go to see the Steelers play in Ireland.
Ooh,
wouldn't that be cool?
Now you're talking. Brian, have you been there?
No, but seems like going to be in about probably 5 months and change here.
Nice, man. I went there with my brother, and of course I'm terminally Irish, 100% almost Irish. And we landed in Shannon. We went to Dublin, and then we spent the rest of our time. I went to see Van Morrison on his home turf. It was a home game for him, and what a concert that was. Wow. You should
better than the Dylan shows that you were talking to City Limits
yeah,
about.
I could actually understand most of what Van Morrison was singing, all the words, you know, the Ring of Kerry, everything to do in the southwestern part of Ireland. You have to do it, Brian. You have to make sure that you make the most of that trip.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I was pretty excited when, you know, the news came across that the Steelers were going to be playing there. I think I've been to probably a little more than half the NFL stadiums now. But yeah, working a trip across the pond into the schedule is going to be pretty awesome.
Is Fittipaldi going on that trip?
As far as I know, yeah.
Wait till everybody in Ireland sees how nice he is. They're going to give that. He's going to give them a run for their money. The people there are incredible. We went and stayed in a bed and breakfast in Shannon and thought we were just getting a taxi to go to a place called Killarney to see Van Morrison. And the taxi driver gave us a complete tour, unprompted. I just thought we were getting a ride. This dude was stopping at various like famous places, having us get out of the cab and giving us a running narrative of the history of these places. It was unbelievable, Brian. They're very nice there in Ireland.
I love stories like that. That reminds me of when I covered the Pitt-Stanford Sun Bowl in 2018, and the host committee for that game in El Paso, which is, I guess, is the closest I've been to Mexico on Lake City Limits. But those people were so friendly and welcoming. They were also driving us all around the city of El Paso. I was there for the entire week, pretty much every Pitt practice that they had leading up to it. And they even were like, yeah, and you really shouldn't go across the border to Juarez, but kind of a wink, wink, like, if you really want to, just let us know. One of us will go with you and make sure you're okay.
Amazing. Well, speaking of Ireland and the Steelers, who's going to be their quarterback for that game, assuming everybody's healthy at the time? Who's going to be the quarterback for this team, Brian?
If I had to wager on it, I'd probably still bet on, you know, these two ships passing in the night here, but both looking for a port in a storm, the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. I guess that's still going to happen. But obviously, the longer it drags on, I would think the less confident anybody would be. I mean, the highest of clarity we've gotten on it publicly, at least, is Art Rooney II at owners' meetings in West Palm Beach a couple weeks ago, where, how long are you going to wait on this? Well, we're not going to wait forever, but a little while longer. Now, right. How long is
that? Was Art really, really putting the old foot down there?
Yeah. As I said in my chat yesterday, you know, that's an answer that is just vague enough that, you know, nobody's backed into a corner, but it was at least an answer to the question. So I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking. And it just, as this drags on longer, Joe, I mean, unless he gets his message out there publicly some way, I'm not even saying he has to do an interview on the McAfee show, but there are other ways to communicate to the masses what you're thinking. We know all the talking heads at NFL Network and ESPN and other places. If he wants to, he can get his side of things out there. But the longer that he doesn't, it simply leaves the rest of us to speculate. And I think it's only natural to speculate that, okay, is he waiting for a particular reason, such as he wants to see if the Steelers draft a quarterback, and if so, how high? He doesn't want to be there for the offseason optional activities or even the mandatory ones, such as minicamp. Or he is waiting for a team like the Vikings or the Saints to have an opening and come back around to him. When there's nothing in the void, all we can do is conjecture to fill the void.
Did you watch The Wonder Years, Brian?
Yeah, I did. Was it Ben Savage and what was the girl's name? Winnie, right?
Yeah, that's why I just thought of it. I was thinking of a new nickname for Limits here.
New nicknames, really? Don't we have enough?
Something.
Here, let me quickly divert course, Austin. What did you guys settle on with Colin Beasley? I missed him earlier today.
It's looking like
with him yet?
Beezer, which was John Van Beesbrook's nickname.
I like bees,
but Twin Cities became anything that rhymes with win for Austin. And for some reason, as you were talking, I was going to throw it back to him, and I needed something new, and the name Winnie Palmer came up from Wonder Years. What a great show, wasn't it, Brian? I think it's low-key a top five show in American history. I really do.
I'll say this much. I haven't seen it in so long, but I must have watched it when I was probably like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
And I do remember it was my favorite show for a short span of time there.
Limits, have you seen that show?
No, never heard of it.
You should. You're the beat writer.
All right, Jerry.
It was a guy who narrated his life years later, and he grew up in a time period right around, maybe a little bit before, but right around where I grew up in terms of age. And it was so well done, Brian. And the dialogue, the storylines, the emotion, so many people could relate to the dad and mom. A lot of us have had dads and moms like that. And, you know, things like your first love, Limits, things like that.
Yes. I'm watching a show like that, NCIS Origins, where they go back to the origins of NCIS on CBS.
You watching that, Brian,
that
right now?
That doesn't sound like that at all. That sounds like a show more opposite than The Wonder Years than that.
No, where the guy for NCIS Origins, Gibbs, is narrating his previous life.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, see, this was one of the first shows, if not the first, that ever did that. Right, Brian?
I don't know, but the show that was more of my generation was Boy Meets World, which was kind of a spiritual successor to The Wonder Years, but without the, yeah, the narration gimmick, I guess, to really, you know, set the foundation for it. Did you ever watch Boy Meets World?
No, but I've discovered in recent months Young Sheldon, which is the prequel to what?
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. Big Hot Bang. Take, Young Sheldon, not a good show.
What?
Not a good show.
Brian, I disagree with limits 100%. Why?
I like the Big Bang Theory. I think Young Sheldon, I
think
do
it's
not
funny.
Like it.
I think it is Wonder Years-like because you have him narrating his early life.
No.
Brian, settle this tie.
I've never seen Young Sheldon, so I can't even weigh in here. Big Bang Theory has kind of become like, it's become like the low-hanging fruit. Like, it's a safe show that a lot of people like, and more critical minds pan it, I believe, and say that, you know, it's kind of like listening to top 40 radio or something like that. But I liked it. I thought it was always funny. I enjoyed it. You could just put it on, turn your brain off, and I'd laugh inevitably a few times every episode.
What's the greatest show in American history in your not-so-humble opinion?
The MASH? Wire.
The Wire. What a
yes.
call.
Fire.
What a call by Batco
Didn't
here.
See that one coming.
Neither did I.
No hesitation.
That came out of nowhere. I'm going to have to watch that. I have no idea what it's even about. But I respect
it's
you,
about.
And I think you're a very smart man. And
yeah, so
I'm going to watch
it's
this
an early
now.
2000s, early 2000s HBO show. So kind of on the cutting edge of their, like, you know, prestige programming on Sunday nights. And it is about the constant tug of war between police and detectives and drug dealers in Baltimore. Really incredible show. I think you'd like it, Joe.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Limits? You familiar?
It's just such a broad topic because you could go comedy. You could go, is this a series that has like a new type of episode arc every time? Or is it a story that is being told within the show? Like, is it...
What are you talking about? Oh, the topic in general?
Yeah, the topic in general.
Best show ever. Yeah, it is hard to compare The Wire to, like, Game of Thrones. I mean, it's...
Or Friends.
Completely different.
I love Friends.
It's just a question. The best show ever, period. Any genre, any time period, whatever.
I made a joke on Twitter yesterday. Does anybody, instead of saying it's a moot point, ever say that it's a moo point? That's a Friends reference to Joey on Friends not knowing it's a moot point. He thought it was like when a cow goes moo. And I thought it was funny, and nobody got it.
I'm with them.
Oh, wonderful.
Brian, I
Mike Tomlin used to say mute point, right?
Yeah. Or was that cower? I don't remember.
Maybe both.
So I have the Wonder Years for sure, MASH, Friends, and that's my top three for sure. You?
The Wire, Game of Thrones,
and Sopranos.
Breaking Bad. Would probably be. I never finished The Sopranos. I actually been meaning to go back and it's one of those annoying things where I was binging it at one point in time, probably in college or right after, and I just like, you know, kind of had to stop in the middle of an episode or two, and then I can never remember where exactly I left it and didn't pick it back up. So I might just finish The Sopranos with the final season one of these years and call it a day.
Brian, is there any quarterback in this draft that you want the Steelers to take? As we all know, I want them to take Jackson Dart, who I saw today, was it Kuiper or it was ESPN anyway, who have the Browns going back into the late first round and taking Dart. I'm intrigued by Shedeur Sanders. I want them to take Dart. How about you?
I mean, I don't really care who they take. I do hesitate to say they should risk making the same mistake they did a few years ago in the Kenny draft, where they just feel like they're up against it. And that's why they have to scout the heck out of this quarterback crop and then decide who they think is the best and sort of rank them in their minds and then take one no matter what. I think that's how you do end up with reaching for a guy like that. And I don't get the sense that Omar Khan operates that way. I think he is so value-centric in his thinking and analytical even that I don't necessarily worry that they're going to make that choice again. But, you know, Shedeur is, he's tempting for sure. I think he's got that it factor, that something that you can't really coach. And we know Mike Tomlin loves that for better or worse. He gravitates toward those guys for better or worse. They thought Kenny had it to a large degree. So, you know, is he worth 21 overall? I think it would depend who else is there. I'm still more so in the frame of thinking, Joe, that you need to get another defensive lineman in here. And, you know, if Kenneth Grant or Derek Harmon is there, I'd be mighty tempted to try to pass the baton from Cam Hayward to that guy down the road.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Lastly, Brian, I opened the show today by saying a lot of people think too much is being made of the TJ Watt Instagram post, sort of the peace out. I don't think enough is, especially given the fact that neither TJ nor his PR guy, brother JJ, has refuted one thing that anybody has speculated. Neither one of them has said, what are you people doing out there? There's nothing going on. It was just a social media post, which only fuels further speculation. What is happening here? What did you make of the post? And is TJ Watt going to sign a big new deal with the Steelers? Or is there any chance he'll be traded?
Well, I think there's always a chance. I'm not going to speak in absolutes on anything like that. What did I make of it? I thought it was strange. I thought enough of it to at least put it out there on social media and say this is the kind of image that Steelers fans are going to have heart palpitations over. Because when you do see that, I think your mind instantly goes to, are we about to get like a breaking news Jerry Dulac bomb or somebody like that is telling us that Watt is either, yeah, getting dealt to somewhere for a first round pick and more, or he's just decided that he's hanging it up for some reason, like a massive change of heart. Remember, his older brother, JJ, and Derek, for that matter. I mean, neither one of them played as long as they physically could have. We know that. They prioritized health, happiness, family over football in their, what, early 30s, I guess. So I don't know, Joe. I mean, I tend to think that it's a little bit of that kind of natural posturing that you see from both sides in a high stakes negotiation. Now, Myles Garrett's went beyond posturing. It went to the almost comical trade request statement
right at
this point that I remember reading while my family and I were on vacation in Florida in February. And I was like, holy cow, he's hijacking the NFL offseason. But with TJ, I think it's a more subtle way to get the spotlight back on him a little bit. If this all gets done in time, we'll look back on it and he'll say, yeah, guys, I was just, you know, I was feeling a certain way that day and I'm just glad I'm a Steeler for life. So he's kind of doing that part. The Steelers are doing what they normally do, and they delay, and they try to ultimately get the best deal for themselves in the end. I think that's where we're going with this, but it's fair to wonder if things are going to get thorny because they have in the past with franchise icons.
Brian, you're a philanthropist, you're a spiritual guru, you're a patriot, you're a natural leader, and you're a mentor to the city limits of the world. Thank
That's right.
you.
You're welcome. See you, fellas.
There he goes, the Batconian mongoose, and what an appearance that was. I don't know. I don't know if people agree. I really do think the Wonder Years, it's in the conversation, as they say, for the greatest show that's ever been on TV. That's a big statement. I'm willing to own that. I truly believe it. The format was groundbreaking. The storylines were poignant. They captured a time in all of our lives that is a very formative time, Limits. Sort of the beginnings from child, the end of childhood, really. And I'm still resentful over some things I might say from the end of childhood. I don't think I've ever gotten over them. All I wanted to do was play games, use my imagination, play APA football and Strat-O-Matic baseball and pretend I was a sports hero and do things like that. And then the next thing I knew, Tom Cusimano, my best friend, was, you know, he was popular with the girls and things were changing. And I went from a small pool in elementary school to a big pool in high school. I didn't know what to do. I was paler than a ghost. I had braces and greasy hair and purple tough skins and was afraid of all the girls. And
purple tough skins.
Yeah. I still resent all of that. I've often wanted to go back to the more innocent days. I think that's a tough time for a lot of us.
Yeah. I mean, I came from a graduating class of 12 in grade school in eighth grade. 12 at St. E's.
Oh, my God.
Before I went to Baldwin.
Did everybody get invited to everybody else's birthday parties?
No. For the most part, yeah. But yeah. For the most part. 10 guys, 2 girls in this graduating class. And then I went into college with obviously like who knows how many times more than that. Yeah. Or in high school.
Was it hard for you?
Oh, yeah. It was a tough adjustment my freshman year. Very tough adjustment. You meet people that you think are your friends that are not actually your friends.
I'm still resentful over the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm resentful. I mean, I'm not that resentful.
Things that you believe in when you're 7 and 8 that turn out not to be true. I won't get into any details,
right.
but that hurts, doesn't it?
My favorite is the people that like acted like your friend and you know they tried to be your friend, but just in a fake way.
Yeah.
And then the older you get,
did Malsy do that
to you?
They try
to actually be your actual friend, and I'm just like, interesting.
I know. It's the betrayals that stay with you, right?
And it really is. But I was lucky to find a really, really good friend group my junior going into my senior year and all throughout my senior year that we're all really close.
Well, I think the Wonder Years captured all of that, and that's where I stand, and I'll defend that should anybody want to text you with their favorite shows. Are people texting you?
Yes, people are texting in. Dennis from Murraysville says The Wire, Breaking Bad, the original NCIS, Mayor of Kingstown, and Game of Thrones. His favorites. Some
people
said.
Has a little trouble deciding there. I mean, he named every show in American history.
That's the top five. CSI, NYPD Blue have been thrown out there. There's been some differing of opinions on Friends.
Yeah.
Some people are calling Friends awful. Some people are saying that Friends is really good. Somebody else also texted in and said, you can't forget the all-time best TV show, Austin City Limits.
I love that.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.